Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we got to figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's Monday, 7:20 means it's DJ time. Brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you. All right, DJ, 0-2, staring down the barrel of a winless season so far. What is the first thing that comes to mind from what you've seen in 2 weeks from these Chiefs?
Oh, man. First of all, we played two really, really good teams, and you can't ignore or negate that fact for sure. Not that we lower our standard, but we did play against some really, really, really good teams, and we just have to. We gotta figure it out. We're not in panic mode. I wouldn't say most teams would be in panic mode right now. We have a really, really good team still, and Andy Reid. Depth had been this moment in a long time, over 10 years with 0-2, but he knows how to come out of a slump, and the guys' expectation is so high for themselves, so I'm not worried about how we're going to respond. I want to get this train rolling sooner.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and you were on that team that started 0-2 in Andy Reid's second year. You know, here in Kansas City, you know, people are all love to make comparisons to the past, and because it happened then, it has to happen now and all that kind of stuff. But what's the biggest difference between that team that was 0-2 that you're on and the team now today?
Well, you got Pat Mahomes and you got a lot of playoff wins. You got a lot of a lot more success, and you know the character of your team and how they respond and just we've won a lot since then. So this is a different 0-2 team now. 0-2 is 0-2, right? You know, it is what it is. But I don't want to get the like we're down and under, or this is not our year. No, everything is still in front of us. But sense of urgency, to get a win in a win column, sense of urgency to make a couple more plays, especially the throws that we can make when it comes to Pat. And I know his expectations are crazy high. Defensively, we actually played pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think offensively, not quite there yet. We got to figure some things out, and they will. They will for sure.
Watching the game, DJ, as we're talking to Derek Johnson here on 96.5 The Fan, one thing I've noticed a little bit is I've noticed maybe Chris Jones playing with an emotional level that I haven't seen before. Like maybe he's putting too much on his plate and expectations are somewhere that he's not meeting and it's showing in his emotions on the field. Are you noticing any of that? Or as being a former player, do you see these vet guys maybe, you know, being too hard on themselves and it's affecting their game?
Oh man, it's hard to say. He is more animated and more emotional this year early on, but again, we're 0-2. So, maybe he is pushing a little bit when it comes to Chris Jones, but Chris Jones is a dude. He's a big dog on the field that you need to help you win. And stat wise, especially sack wise, he hadn't quite got to that point yet this year. Really, on any of the sacks for any of the rushers this year, we need more plays to affect the quarterback, and I'm pretty sure the rushers are more frustrated with, you know, trying to impact and affect the quarterback more, and we haven't quite done it yet, but have played really good team defense still. But this game is the ultimate team game, so you got to be able to play complementary football, and right now we're as a team, we're playing pretty good, but complementary, we haven't quite jumped that. And when you play really good teams, you got to play complementary ball so you can come out with the ball at the end of the day or the end of the game on the winning side.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people have been kind of, you know, texting me about that. I say friends and whatnot. Like, it just doesn't look like they're all playing together out there right now, playing that complementary football. And to me, DJ, it's like we don't have the ability maybe to do that as much as we would like to, because this team is now in that era where we can't make mistakes. If we do, they get magnified. Whereas in years past, mistakes weren't that big a deal. We were able to overcome those mistakes. That's the biggest difference that I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Thank you.
I really think teams are, I think catching up, and because we've got out in front of people the last 10 years. I mean, or the last 6, 7, 8 years, we got out in front of people, and we're the standard. So everybody's been roster wise been trying to catch the Kansas City Chiefs. So things are more even now. So you got to play complementary ball even more. But we still got – I'm still on the fortunate side to be a part of a team that can figure things out. And we got really good players. We got some young guys stepping up, some new additions to the team, especially on the offense side of the ball, that I'm really excited about. But there's no panic right now. So there's no panic. But Andy Reid, I'm telling you, in 2015, not proud of it. We were 1-5, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? And Andy Reid walks in and say, hey guys, we're not far off. We got to correct a few things, but I need everybody all in. And I tell you what, you know, 9, 10 games straight after that.
That's right. People forget about that. That following year, you guys were 1-5. The Royals were winning the World Series. Nobody was really paying attention to what you guys were doing at that point. And you beat the Lions in London. And then it kind of just took off from there.
Yep.
So how did Andy keep that together?
Man, Andy is a perfectionist. So even when we're winning, Andy's working on something, and you got to know for sure he's going to be more anal on what needs to be done as far as execution-wise. It's all about execution, being able to because we're not calling the wrong plays, and we don't have the wrong players out there. We just got to execute what the coach is calling and make one or two more plays. I'm telling you, that game is a whole other game. I mean, their offense, where Jalen Hurts threw that ball up to Smith. I mean, that play right there kind of broke us a little bit. But Man, I got full trust in Andy. He's only been in this situation twice now in his tenure at the Chiefs, and it's going to be interesting to see how he responds.
DJ, I want to ask you before we get you out of here, what's your opinion of the Tush Push?
I hate it. I hate it. Honestly, it's like.
But why do you hate? If you played the game, you're a middle linebacker. You'd be right in the middle of all that. Like, why do you hate it?
Because it's different. It's very and I'm on the defense side of the ball, so I'm talking from a standpoint of something that is hard to stop. Even if the Chiefs started this, I would still say, man, I just don't like it. Just for defensive wise, I mean, a lot of people get hurt up under those fouls, and it's different. I mean, I don't like it. Like, I don't even like talking about it, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now they're cheating, and they're all leaving early and lined up off sides. Like, there's really just no way to officiate this play, as we saw yesterday.
Yeah, from the quarterbacks, from the linemen, those three linemen in the front, and then you got people pushing the quarterback in the back. It's just it's one of those things where it's not real. It's not real ball. And eventually it'll be taken out at some point. I can't wait till it is.
Well, DJ, we appreciate your time, man. Got a Sunday night game this week. Bob loves Sunday night football.
He
loves getting up early at 4 and going to bed at midnight. So DJ, we'll talk to you next Monday, and hopefully this team's 1-2.
No, I know. So go Chiefs.
Yes, sir.
You got it, my man.
Derek Johnson.
How about this tweet from go ahead, finish up.
I was going to say real quick, that is Derek Johnson. They're brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you. Take it away.
Some guy from CBS Sports, Mike Renner, tweets out, the Eagles ran 7 tush pushes yesterday. 11.7% of their offensive snaps were tush push. Remember we had the conversation last week, like only 7 offensive possessions, right, in a game. The Eagles, I think, had 8 or 9 yesterday.
And it's more like 10.
Yeah, roughly around there. Yeah. 7 may be a little bit too low, but it's not really out of the norm. But 11.7% of your plays yesterday, and you only ran it 7 times. And so, like, that tells you how few plays there really are in an NFL game, because it doesn't really appear that the tush push was only ran, 7 times. I thought it was only run 2 or 3 times yesterday,
so
11.7, so almost 12% of the plays that they ran yesterday were the tush push.
Which is the Chiefs offense, or the Chiefs percentage of making the playoffs.
Is that what it is right now?
Well, what'd they say?
It's like 11 point something.
Yeah, 11 point something. Like a 16-game schedule, like 11.3% of teams that start 0-2 make the playoffs.
DJ, though, with a good – I totally forgot about the I didn't forget about it, but you get so caught up after 10 years, right? You're like, oh, that's right, they did. They started that year 1-5. Like, we had written them off, and it was over. And they won 10 in a row, including that playoff game. And that was with a team that, I promise you, isn't as talented as this team is right now. Doesn't have as much veteran leadership, obviously. Doesn't have the experiences that this team has right now. That's why if you're sitting there at 0-2, I got a text from a friend yesterday. Season's over. I go, don't watch another game then. Do something else. If you think the season's over, bail.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of 3, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. One,
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Gonna be a tough one, Mac. One word today, baby. Sponsored by 0-2. What's up to you when you're 0-2?
One word, bundle of suck, dust man. All right,
juice alert, please.
How has anybody checked or heard from that guy?
Oh, he's up listening.
Bink, if you're okay, text Mac only and let us know that you are okay, because Dusty and I are on the air. We just got to know that you're okay.
I'm not on the air. All right, cool. You guys go. Yeah. What?
All right, guys, one word here.
Yeah, exactly. If Bob runs one word, that'll be good.
Fine. One word on Mac standing on the sidelines yesterday.
Sexy.
With the parabolic mic.
Sexy.
Yes.
Smash. Avoided injury. Hey, I'm happy there.
Time was kind of close. Saquon Barkley ran to the sidelines and was like, and I was like, whoo. You know, I got back pretty quick. Yeah, I was agile.
Yeah, you move faster than Saquon. That'll be the day. Yeah. You and Spectre go try out for the team.
Spectre hit 3 home runs at Kauffman Stadium on Friday, by the way.
Did he really? How far was the fence?
It was the fence.
The actual fence he
metal
did.
Metal bat, but he cleared it 3 times.
Good for him.
That's still awesome.
Yeah, man. No, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's really
Cody
cool.
Cody got it out of the infield once.
Yeah. There we go.
But Spec had that left-handed swing, and he's just...
Yeah. Was it off of Mariano Rivera or was it off of Schreiber? Was Schreiber pitching to Spector? Because if Schreiber was pitching, he should have had four or five home runs.
Exactly. No, sidelines were cool. We can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit. Because I genuinely want to hear about your experience down there. It's one of the coolest things that I think anybody would get the opportunity to do. So I want to hear all about the stories and everything that went on down on the sidelines.
This show does produce sideline reporters.
Here we go.
It really does. That is true. Yeah, when Josh retires from that job, you may be in line. Yeah.
Next. All right, one word, Chiefs Eagles yesterday.
The one word that I'm going to use is calm. Because I still think this is a good football team. Yes, they're 0-2. It does stink, but it's a lot of correctable errors, man. Like, it's not mistakes that are being made by rookies. The veteran guys are making the mistakes. They know how to fix these things. So calm. That's the way I am. Calm with this.
I don't know. Is gut check a word? Is that one word?
Yeah, I think
gut
so. Check? It's a hyphenated word. We'll ask Merriam-Webster later on today.
It's a gut check moment, right? You're seeing Chris Jones get really emotional. You're seeing Travis Kelce not be himself. He's showing what everybody wants to see that are haters. Mahomes missing targets, getting happy feet. Tom Brady talking about, you know, he looks like he's a little nervous, not trusting things in the pocket, not doing this, which I had said from the beginning of the year that he might have that sort of trust this year. So I think it's a gut check moment. Hey, look yourself in the mirror. You're 0-2. You ain't going to get any better unless you fix yourselves. You still have Rashee Rice coming back. You'll have Xavier Worthy coming back. And then Thornton and Hollywood are then, you know, secondhand.
Yes.
Travis Kelce's not a big person in this offense that you have to lean into. You can phase him out into the the progression of this offense. So to me, it's a gut check moment. The season is far from over. There are 15 games left. Again, win your division. Yeah, you lost to the Chargers, but win your division, you're in. Baltimore last year started 0-2. Heartbreaking week one loss, right? The toe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They figured out a way.
And they came back. They were the 3 seed, and they lose to Buffalo, and they didn't get to the AFC Championship game. They were a 3 seed. Maybe you're not the dominating 1 seed. Maybe you're not going to flush through your division. Maybe you're not going to go undefeated through your division. But you know what? This team can still figure it out. It's a gut-checking moment yesterday.
You know, I'll go back to a line from John Sherman. It's okay to be a wild card team. You know? Like, you don't have to be the number one seed every single year. The world isn't ending if they're not the number one seed. And there's no reason they still can't be the number one seed.
A lot of the receiving core, Travis Kelce and others, wore free number 4 shirts yesterday with Rashee Rice on them. One word.
Late. like that should have been last week, maybe. I understand why they're doing it. I'm not in favor of the 6-game suspension. I thought it was very excessive, you know, by the NFL, but also what are you gaining by doing that? The suspension is what the suspension is, you know?
Yeah, I just, I don't know. It's unintelligent. Yeah. The guy got in a wreck, put people's lives in danger. He broke the law. He didn't do right. And now it's unintelligent. Stick with the, you know, in Spags we trust, or Andy's our guy, or, you know, Evermore, Travis and Taylor. That makes sense. Free Rice, that's unintelligent. It's not a good look, and it's quite frankly, it's dumb.
Yep.
If I'm being honest.
No, I agree. I would say optics.
Like, what are we doing?
Terrible optics. I don't understand why that was pertinent for yesterday.
It's like when the Pouncey brothers wore like Free Hernandez hats. I'm like, dude, this guy committed murder.
That guy committed murder. Yeah,
what are you doing here?
Yeah. Yep.
Free Rice? This guy got in a car wreck and let a bunch of people in danger and then fled the scene. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's not like he. Yeah, no.
He's serving out his consequence. No, free rice.
Do you agree with the consequence? Probably not, but.
Don't break the law and there won't be a consequence.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, but you can't. I don't know. It just wasn't a great look yesterday.
Yeah.
Wasn't a good look for Cincinnati Bengals yesterday either when their quarterback went down. Burrow could be out for the season. They're saying 3 months for surgery.
Well, that's the season, bro, right?
Well, it's not. It's December. He'd be back by playoffs.
They got to hang around.
Yeah, and I think that's unrealistic.
So what's Bailey Zappe doing?
From what I've heard from other people that know more about this, not Twitter doctors, actual people. I don't think 3 months is realistic, but either way, one word is too long or too short.
Really.
Yeah, if he's
have you guys ever had turf toe? I was just telling Dusty I had it.
I'm not an athlete.
It burns. Like I had it. It's a burning sensation.
Did you get it from running on a treadmill?
No, I got it when I was playing in high school.
Oh yeah.
It burns, and you play through it at that level. It wasn't that big a deal.
It was fine.
I can't imagine what it's like now, though. But it's a painful injury. I hate the word turf toe because people think that's something that's
yeah.
You essentially busted your toe, man. Like, and you got to deal with that thing. So, look, if you lose your starting quarterback in the NFL, my one word is next year. And you know, because you're not going to do anything with a backup. Now, if this Browning-Nagel goes out there and plays well, you have to start to wonder, is Joe Burrow the answer there in Cincinnati, or is he good because of the weapons around him? That'll be a real interesting case study, because that Browning-Nagel guy started a couple of years ago, and they were in the playoff hunt up until they came here to Kansas City.
I would say my one word would be worrisome. I mean, paid a lot of money to those offensive weapons, and the guy that's supposed to orchestrate that band is always injured. Like, I'm sorry, that is Joe Burrow's narrative. He is always injured.
Always. Yep. Always injured Joe Burrow.
Yeah. And it's worrisome, man, because, like, you paid Joe, you paid Chase, you paid T. What's going to happen now, man? Like, if he's constantly – it's worrisome. It really is. It's really worrisome for me, because I'd like to see what that smart-ass Drew Nixon's face looks like this morning. I know they're 2-0. But boy, would you rather be 0-2 and have your entire roster, or be 2-0 and your quarterback's out 3 to 4 months?
Well, there's no question, especially with our roster getting healthier. You know, you just lost. I don't care that you're 2-0. You just lost your quarterback.
He's had surgery.
Right. On his toe. 3 months is yeah. I mean, again, that's a painful injury. So I wouldn't wish that thing on anybody.
We don't have Richard of the Week till Friday, so I put it in one word. One word on Ken Rosenthal.
Richard. Yeah. Yeah. I retweeted the video. If you haven't seen it on X yet,
go watch it.
He's at a water celebration at the end of a game. He falls over the cameraman and then mean mugs the cameraman and doesn't help him up. Like, total douchebag move by Kevin Rosenthal.
He looks like Shock O'Clock. Let's get the mucking. He looks like that guy in the video. I'm like, why is he's so misproportioned?
And he's so tight. Like, he's shorter than Matt.
It's Shock O'Clock.
And he mean mugged that guy like he was some nobody.
Yeah. Shook his head after, like, idiot, my way.
You know, my mother always used to tell
do
me.
Do something, dude. I dare you.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And I learned that as a kid from my mother. I think it's wise words to live by. And it's also something that I really learned from Ryan Lefevre, too. And that's the first person that I thought of, because Ryan is such a great person and knows, like, everybody's name and every job in the stadium and who everybody is and all about their families. And that tells you what kind of person he is. And then you see this Ken Rosenthal thing where, like, this cameraman's trying to get the video of this. Rosenthal backs up to avoid the water, falls over the cameraman, and then stands over him like he just scored a touchdown on him.
What was that guy's name? Like, Mustafa? Is that the guy Mahomes ran over last year for the... Yes. That's what he looked like after he did it. Like,
hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, like, and he did the Superman with the swipe down the front the and then, hell? Like, gave him another dirty look. Like, who the hell are you? You're a baseball dork, man.
BBL stinky.
Like, just be nice to people. Like, oh, my God, I fell over him. Help that man up who was on the back like a turtle. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
You know who does know what they're talking about? Somebody that was on the sidelines yesterday. That's right. He brought grass back from the field and smoked it. That's Mac Moore.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.